This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. As we approach the second anniversary of the September 11th attacks, only about 40% of the victims' families have filed claims with the government's Victims' Compensation Fund. The families lose their opportunity to file after December 22nd. To find out why so few have applied, we turn to Kenneth Feinberg, the federally appointed attorney in charge of the fund. I asked him whether the process might be too complicated.
No, I don't think it's the process. I think it's a combination of factors. I have met thousands of families, and they come to me in tears saying that it's too soon. We are not ready to put pencil to paper and forms. Some families who are afraid to apply, undocumented workers, for example, their families are covered, even though they died as non-citizens in the World Trade Center, but they say they're afraid that they'll be deported or that there'll be sanctions imposed. I remind them that's not the case. The INS, the Attorney General, have issued regulations saying that there will be no repercussions from filing. There are some families who will wait till the very last second, but I'm hopeful and I'm rather confident that by December 22nd, the great majority of families will be in the program.
Is the government concerned about this? Because obviously the fund was created for the purpose of not only compensating victims, but trying to protect the airline industry from big lawsuits and others from paying out very large damages.
Oh, the lawsuit alternative is just not a factor here at all. There have only been filed 69 lawsuits brought mainly by two law firms against the airlines or the World Trade Center. And since January 1st, there have only been four lawsuits filed. I think what troubles the Congress is that this program was set up to help families cope with the financial fallout from that tragedy.
What can you do to encourage people to apply if they say to you, look, I'm just not ready to look at the finality of this in something like a dollars and cents transaction?
Well, I try and explain to a family like that, look, you must consider surviving family members, particularly children. And this money is here not as a substitute for the lost loved one. He or she can never be replaced. But I try and explain that there is money here to provide some help in trying to get your life back in order. And it would be compounding the tragedy to let this statutory deadline slip by without taking advantage of a unprecedented generosity of the American people here. The average award, tax-free, is $1.6 million.
How are families compensated? Are they compensated alike, or if someone was a breadwinner and the loss to the family is greater, is there more proportionate money paid out?
Congress made it very clear in the statute that I must take into consideration the economic circumstances of each family. That means that the stockbroker and the bond trader and the banker's families will likely receive more money than the waiter or the dishwasher or the military or the policeman or the fireman. Now, Congress also made it clear that I should offset other sources of income as a result of 9/11, particularly something like life insurance proceeds. So that helps narrow the gap between the more affluent and the less affluent.
The deadline is December 22nd. Was it perhaps too quick a deadline?
You'll have to ask Congress that question.
And you don't think they'll extend it?
I do not. And I think that the law is there. I have no discretion to extend the deadline on my own. And therefore, the real message that I bring to the families and will bring to them over the next 30 days as I travel around the country once again is please do not forget the deadline.
Kenneth Feinberg is the federally appointed attorney who's special master of the September 11th Victims' Compensation Fund. Mr. Feinberg, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.